Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being honest, taking a look at what God says about some of the honesty that we ought to live with, a pure honesty, a complete honesty, an honesty with God. And today we're going to focus in on honest testimony. The words that we use in whatever means those words are given, written, verbal, really doesn't matter. Testimony that we give in life. You've likely heard witness being sworn in a court setting that promises to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. The courts desire, want, even demand honest testimony. Even with penalties for testimony which isn't honest, it has no means to assure that all testimony given is actually honest. In fact, I would suspect that a good part of it isn't. It's designed to give part of the story. Rarely is it designed to give the full story. It's designed to benefit whatever side that you're testifying for. It's designed to discredit whatever side you're testifying against. But as children of God, His desire is that our testimony about Him, our testimony about one another, is honest. Proverbs 12, verse 17 says, "A truthful witness gives honest testimony, but a false witness tells lies." Sometimes we've heard the phrase, I grew up hearing the phrase from time to time, if you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything. There's a lot of value in that. Unfortunately, we like to think we have something good to say when maybe we don't. You see, honest testimony isn't only about accusations. Sometimes it's about not being fully truthful. When you have information, honest information that would benefit a person, and yet you really don't want them benefited, and so you remain silent. You've not given honest testimony. You've not given testimony at all. And so God's desire is that we would learn honest testimony as we live for Him. Because just as we may withhold information about people that we could stand up for, even bigger problem is when we withhold information about Jesus when we ought to be standing up for Him. Years ago, I wrote an article, short article, of tell your story and give God the credit. Give honest testimony about how God has helped you, how God has been with you, how God has sustained you. Even honest testimony of how God has corrected you and disciplined you. But part of our human nature has a tendency to give ourselves credit when great things happen, We may blame God when bad things happen. We may not say anything about God in either situation. But learning to give honest testimony, I think, begins when we learn to give honest testimony about God. In whatever circumstance, whatever circles of life that we're living in, we give honest testimonies about God at home, at work, at school. When we go to the beach with friends, when we do life. And as we learn to give honest testimony about God, it helps us to learn to give honest testimony about others. We avoid the falsehoods, the deliberate lies. At many times, we understand how wrong it is to deliberately lie about someone. But even withholding the lies, there are times when we fail to give honest testimony. And the thing about it is, we kind of don't like it when no one speaks up truth on our behalf. We hope for honest testimony when false accusations are aimed at us. And in the midst of all of that, we have to be very careful that we're not inventing honest testimony as a defense when God wants us to be silent, when we need to turn to the other cheek. And there's a fine line that really, I believe, can only be discovered and seen when we live by the Spirit, when we ask for God's help. Does this need a response? Does it deserve a response? What is an honest response? Is silence the best response? God can answer those questions. He can fill you with a peace about what those answers ought to be. But as I understand His Word, those answers will always be honest. And when we live life growing and being honest, we discover that Jesus is made more visible in us. He's made more visible through us. He's made more visible to us. And so today, as you have opportunity, as you may feel the need to speak about someone, give honest testimony. But most importantly, today, give honest testimony about God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And that's one of the great things that we can give honest testimony about is your love. And so God, help us to not just intellectually know your love, but to be able to speak about the love of your presence, the love of your help, the love of your comfort, the experiences where your love has been made known to us, and how your Spirit helps us, how your people help us. And God, as we grow and giving you the credit and giving honest testimony about your work in our life. May we also grow in giving honest testimony about people, about circumstances, about incidents, about activities. And Father, sometimes that honest testimony doesn't make us look very good. And we refuse to give it. We shy away from it. We tell the parts that present us in a better light, and we omit the parts that present us in a bad light. God, give us wisdom to know when to speak and when to be silent. Your word tells us to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And may we apply that principle, that instruction, in the honest testimony that we give that if we do speak, may it be at your leading in it, may it be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, but help us to not misrepresent. The truth, especially the truth of Jesus. And so, God, today, as we interact with people, as we do life, may all of our testimony be honest. Not by our standard, but by your standard. And may our honest testimony always lift up Jesus so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.